It is Saturday morning, the 14th of May, the year 2022, and this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. We go to the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, chapter 2 and verse 12. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will sing praise to you. Speak up for Jesus, even as he speaks up for us before his heavenly Father. And then we go to Luke chapter 9 and verse 26. Jesus says, "For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed." Wow, strong words. This is not a time for you and I to hold back. We must speak up about our faith in God. Remember that beautiful, easy memory verse, Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Have faith in God. It's an easy one to remember. Mark 11, 22. The very first night I had the privilege of preaching the gospel in the little local church in Greytown. I was in the vestry at the back of the church. All the elders were praying for me. An old man said to me, "Son, I have done my bit. It's your turn now. Get out there and preach." I must say, even as a brand new Christian, it didn't sit well with me. We can never do enough for Jesus, because he went the whole way for you and I. In fact, he died so that you and I might live. And then a few weeks afterwards, the first morning, Sunday morning, I had the privilege of addressing the whole congregation, the main congregation. I was so very nervous. I had prepared the message for about 6 weeks. 15 pages, the poor people. And I got into the pulpit and I opened my Bible and I took out page number 1, which was the introduction to welcome all the people. And then I turned the page over and there was page number 15, the benediction. 13 pages missing. Well, I tell you what, I was absolutely shocked. I looked up and Jill, my wife, was sitting at the back of the church, and I looked at her, and you know, when you've been married a long time, you don't have to speak. She shot out the back of the church, went to the pickup, had a look, came back, stood in the back of the church, put her hands up and said, "I'm not there." Well, now was decision time. Am I going to declare the name of the Lord to the brethren or not? Well, we had a little band from our local coffee bar that we used to run, Jill and I, and they just sung a song, "Here Comes Jesus Walking on the Water." The Holy Spirit just about audibly said to me, "Are you going to walk on the water or not? Are you going to speak up for Jesus or not?" I said, "Lord, I'm going to do it." And I've never stopped since. Go out today and tell people that Jesus loves you and that he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Have a wonderful day. Jesus bless you and goodbye.